And today's talk is called An Unknown Side of Padre Pio. Padre Pio was always seen in a certain light, in serious matters, things like stigmata or the salvation of souls, things like that. But of course, Padre Pio also had a much lighter side, a more relaxed side, we may say, where we also see the pure nature of his soul. So, good day, my name is Edward Urban, and I'm presenting the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, where we investigate the amazing life of the Capuchin monk, the miracle worker, Padre Pio. And our videos come out 3 times a week, that is Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Now, if you are new to our channel, then please like and share the videos, and you'll automatically be added to this Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions. But the best way to join our Padre Pio apostolate is actually to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions for our monthly Masses. And if you do that, then you'll also receive notifications by email of future videos we make. Now, today's talk comes from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, and that is by Olavio Sesca. One of those who was fortunate enough or lucky enough to live near Padre Pio was a Padre Pellegrino. And he said that being near Padre Pio was like feeling a warmth emanating from an ever-burning volcano. So that was the warmth of Padre Pio's friendship, we may say. But for him, for me, he was like an eternal child. He was vibrant with joy and little surprises for those who visited him. It could be a pinch of snuff or a chocolate bar, something like that. And he delighted in the pleasure of friendship. And Padre Pellegrino continues, he reacted with sensitivity to the least kindness, promising to reciprocate with prayers. Padre Pio was also perceptive in the extreme. He sensed the intentions of those who sought him from afar, and he reacted immediately in the best way possible to encourage those people. And here's another little story. The monastery's dog also recognized this warmth in Padre Pio, and whenever he saw the priest going for a little walk in the garden, the dog would accompany him. And on returning to his cell, the dog would not leave until hearing the words, "Now you may go." So living in God's presence, of course, did not take away from Padre Pio's joy of conversation. He loved having conversations with his brothers and his spiritual children. And as Father Pellegrino continued, as he said, he wanted to be close to his spiritual children and to his confreres. And he greeted people's arrival with celebrations, and he was always sad to see them go. And like a child, he pleaded with them, "Stay a little bit longer," or "Come back again, and next time for a little more time." And Padre Pio did not forget to send a greeting to his distant confreres and friends if he knew they were expecting a greeting or needed a greeting from him. Now, on the 6th of October, Padre Pellegrino continues that he was working in his cell as usual. And he hadn't seen Padre Pio all day. It was getting late, but he wanted to greet Padre Pio before going to sleep. Now, it had reached 11 o'clock. It was past his hour, as he puts it. And he had not heard the shuffling steps accompanied by the usual coughing fits that announced Padre Pio's, approach. And then Padre had the impression that Padre Pio was in fact standing at the door and was touching it very lightly. So overcome with curiosity, Padre Pellegrino went to the door and opened it. And Padre Pio was there, surprised and smiling and a little bit embarrassed. And like a child, he had been caught out. Padre Pio responded, "Many good wishes." And offered me the little flower he had been trying to put into the keyhole of the door. And of course, he said, "I thanked him warmly, and I still keep this flower as it is one of the most precious gifts to me." Another warm testimony comes from Father Gabriel Amorth, who we may know better as the famous exorcist, and was also, in fact, known for his good humor, as we'll see in the next story. So one day, after his confession, Padre Amorth says, I asked Padre Pio, Father, may I give you a greeting? And of course, in Italy, the customary greeting is they kiss each other on both cheeks. Padre Pio answered, definitely not. But before he had even finished speaking, Padre Amorth had kissed him on both cheeks. The Italian greeting. Another time, Padre Amorth's audacity reached the point where he pulled Padre Pio's beard. And Padre Pio laughed cheerfully and grumbled, and now he teases me.